嗡
山地，
嗡山地，
阿智，萨德古鲁瓦基丁。
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, there were some papers, beautifully designed papers,In some, in one area there were registers, in some other area there were papers placed, and in another area there were rolled up maps. So Baba was looking at all of this very carefully. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, Come child, did you see what task Baba is engaged in, what Baba is looking at? So I too started observing all the items. Baba said,Within the world, human beings, especially in our land, Bharat, people are looking at what progress has been made and what are they going to do in the future. So Baba saw, observed that very beautiful scene. Yesterday was the 73rd Republic Day of Bharat. Baba was also seeing development, progress and the future. Baba was looking at his own children also and seeing how dedicated and with how much love and effort they are making their spiritual endeavor. Baba was also seeing how the children are progressing from what they were in the past. So Baba is pleased to see all this.
अपने आप को संपन्न बनाने के लिए पुरुषार्थ में लगे हैं।
The children are engaged in making themselves complete.
बाप के स्नेह और सेवा स्वस्थिति बनाने के लिए बच्चे जो पुरुषार्थ कर रहे हैं।
Baba was seeing the service, the love, the efforts that they're making.
संतुष्ट भी हैं।
Baba is content with.The children's effort. But today Baba then showed a scene of what Baba wants to see in the children. There were many, many brothers and sisters in front of Baba. All the children are to become self-sovereigns, to have the rights over being self-sovereigns.So when Baba said this, it was as though a beautifully decorated throne appeared in front of each child. So Baba then said, stabilize yourself in that stage of being self-sovereign and seat yourself on the throne. As they try, for some children, as they try to sit on this throne, it was shaking, some were going, moving downwards. For some, the seat of their throne was just moving right down, some were moving upwards. Baba then said,And now, according to the time, Baba wants to see in the children, see that the children are seated on their stage of being sovereigns. But even now, even till now, children are not able to seat themselves stably on that. One reason for that is that the children don't have clarity inside. Sometimes their faith is very firm, sometimes there's a lot of fluctuation in faith. In many children, there isn't that honesty or cleanliness, whether it's in their own efforts or in their interactions with others, they're not able to maintain that unity that's required. And so they're not able to be stable on their seat of self, of being self-sovereigns. There are some children who are still very worried about the future. Some children go into such kind of depression, and so they're not able to understand what they need to do in their effort making. So children have to remember one support, one strength. Secondly, every scene of the drama is beneficial. Thirdly, always pay attention. Remember that the Father is my companion. Whatever situations are to come in the future, you will continue to experience the Father's company through those situations. So tell the children, in order to stabilize yourself on that seat of self-respect, remember that the Father has made you, given you all rights. So claim those rights to be the self-sovereign. Make your stage so transparent that you're able to witness all the circumstances that are to come in the future and cross over them, pass through them. Be the detached observer when you observe every scene of the drama. By seating yourself on that stage of being self-sovereigns, you will become far-sighted. And then you'll be also able to help other souls experience the fact that the Father is their true companion. Time is showing different scenes, different games. And when the children claim that seat of being self-sovereign, they will be light in all respects. They'll be able to help others also experience the Father's company by being far-sighted. You'll be able to see and understand everything very clearly, and as though nothing is new, you are victorious souls, you are victorious souls of every cycle, so make that very firm for yourself. Baba is also reminding the children that the more you are self-sovereigns, now you are seated on that seat of being self-sovereigns, then accordingly you will continue to have experiences of the future world too. You will continue to have the experience of being close to the world emperor and empress, and you will continue to dance in happiness. Time is reminding you that you have to maintain your inner stage, be seated on that seat of being self-sovereigns, and then you'll remain light. You'll be able to cross over any situation or circumstance because you are the victorious jewels of every cycle. Baba was giving the children a lot of love and said, each child is ahead of each other. Continue to intensify your spiritual efforts and move ahead. Baba is looking at the efforts and the love of every child. So now make your stage even more stronger.
Stage par powerful sthiti bana karke rakhe.
maintain a very powerful inner stage. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.